Good afternoon, Chair Kennedy, committee members. My name is Max Nelson. I'm Director of Labor Policy for the Freedom Foundation, a nonprofit which promotes individual liberty, free enterprise, and limited accountable government. We don't have a formal position on SB 230 overall, but some elements are concerning. In 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court held that the First Amendment protects employees from being required to pay union dues or fees as a condition of employment. As drafted, though, this legislation is a textbook example of how unions around the country are attempting to undermine that right by creating a taxpayer-subsidized dues collection process based on coercion rather than employee-free choice. The bill would require counties to deduct union dues from employees' paychecks, but the ubiquity of modern electronic payment methods makes it entirely unnecessary for taxpayers to act as a dues collector for private membership organizations. Still, unions prefer payroll deduction because it minimizes employees' control over dues payment and enables a variety of coercive practices, including, in our experience, even forging employee signatures on membership forms. While these deductions can be authorized using nearly any method, including over the phone, canceling the deductions is made quite difficult. Instead of simply asking their payroll department to stop the deductions, the bill requires employees to submit dues cancellation requests to the union, and by extension, to satisfy any arbitrary restrictions the union wishes to impose. Second, the bill would allow unions to pressure employees into joining during the new employee orientation process. Taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill for union recruitment, and employees shouldn't be pressured on the job into joining a private organization. Third, the bill would require counties to turn over employees' personal contact information to unions, allowing them to pressure employees into membership even at their homes. And finally, the bill would permit county employees to work on union business on the clock without any reduction in their government salary or benefits. This is indefensible to force taxpayers to pay the salaries of union officers. We would urge the committee to resolve these important issues before moving forward with SB 230, and I thank you for your time and consideration.